Join us, Alex
and Colleen,
self-proclaimed fake it till you make it experts as we navigate the highs and lows of being a woman and how the pressure and overwhelm of trying to do it all often leads to feeling like an imposter in our own lives. On this very special bonus episode, Colleen and I break down a recent presentation we delivered on building confidence and how you can follow along as we unveil our 5 steps to overcoming self-doubt.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Colleen.
One of these days you're going to start the podcast with, hi, Colleen.
I will never.
Hi, Alex. And I'm not going to know what happened.
I won't. I don't even. That's not my role.
You know, we thought we would come on just Alex and I without a guest because we want to discuss some of the things that we've learned from the women that have been on this podcast. We have learned so much from every single guest. I take something away.
Yeah.
And it's kind of some of them stick with me a little bit. Do you find that?
Well, I think it's been just really helpful to talk to a lot of people who experience similar situations and understand how they may process or move past them. It's been just really helpful to take some of those lessons into our own learning and then our own experiences as well. And, you know, come together with a path through self-doubt, so to speak.
I do feel more confident. And I don't know if it's, first of all, I'm more confident in front of the camera now and doing the podcast now and with the questions I ask and stuff like that. I do sometimes listen to some of the questions I ask and cringe, but I am nowhere near as impostery as when we first started this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't lost any files in at least
it's been a while.
Few months.
It's been a while because we haven't muted anybody.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way.
Progress.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk. This week was International Women's Week. Well, International Women's Day.
On the 8th.
On the 8th. And we were invited to present and we created a new presentation for this one. We've done a presentation in the past, but we created a new one for this one. And we spoke in front of 70 women and men.
Give or take.
Give or take. And it felt good.
It did. Yeah. Our conversation was called Speak Up and Stand Out.
So we have no idea what our presentation was called.
And Speak Out.
That's right. It's about finding your voice. It was all about, we pulled together everything that we've learned from the people that have been on this podcast and we called them out. Like we called them out by name. We called some of them out. We only called about 4 of them out of the...
Well, we quoted them. We didn't call them out. That sounds like we were like...
Yeah, that's kind of rude, eh?
We quoted them and used their inspiration and our own experiences to form 5 elements that we have noticed in terms of building self-confidence.
Five themes, which Alex called...
Well, it's 5 C's because I'm a marketer and I like to make themes. So I called it Seize the Day.
And I laughed my head off at her because...
She did. And my husband was rolling his eyes out of his head at me.
But I liked it. I mean, I teased you about it, but it's working. Seize the Day.
Right.
And it was our 5 C's of what we've learned from our guests.
Yeah, 5 C's on your journey to self-confidence, basically.
Yes. So C number 1 was community.
Yes, huge.
Yeah, huge. Anyway, we're not going to, how much are we going to go deep into it or are we going to?
Well, we're just going to touch on the topics and sort of talk about why we came to those conclusions, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, community is huge in all manners of our life, you know, not just professionally, although it is very important to have a support system of people, colleagues or even people that work in your industry or just friends who understand what you're going through from a professional standpoint. Having that community is important, but also having communities in all areas of your life is just a really great way to have a sounding board, to have a, what are those things called when you fall, like a crash mat? A crash mat or a safety net, but a crash mat, like, you know, to throw you back up again when you fall down.
Yeah, true. Because, I mean, it's so important. Listen, we talk about hype girls. I think on just about every episode we've talked about hype girls, we've asked people who their hype girls are, because that community around you that support you, your family, your friends, your colleagues, whoever that community is for you, could be your knitting group, whatever that community is for you. It's incredibly important when you're feeling down in the dumps or low or hard on yourself to have that community to fall back to. But also it's that community that's really building you up on a regular basis, you know, and allowing you to step out of your comfort zone and find who you are.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So community is definitely super important when you're building confidence or if you're struggling with confidence, and making sure it's the right community is what we also kind of chatted about, and taking stock of, you know, who it is that's in your corner right now and whether they are lifting you up or dragging you down and making maybe some possibly hard decisions about that if it's the latter. But so generally speaking, community, a really great way to bolster yourself and make sure that you have a lot of support.
That's right. Second C.
Calling it out. And that was more specifically about calling out the behaviors that you will and will not accept through setting boundaries.
Yeah, you're really big on boundaries. You're really good with boundaries. And I am well aware that I am not so good with boundaries, but I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. We all are.
I mean, setting boundaries and holding boundaries is a practice. I firmly believe that. And it's only something that I've really focused on over the last year. And that was just sort of some things I was working through with therapy and different things to just kind of help build my own self-esteem and self-confidence and just self-respect, really. Boundaries comes down to self-respect. And when you respect yourself, you show other people how to respect you too. Yeah. And I really believe that. But having said that, setting boundaries is really fucking hard.
Yeah, really
like,
hard.
It's really hard. I still struggle with it. I still get a full body visceral reaction when I have to stand true to something. And I don't anticipate that that's probably going to get much easier. But what I do know is that it always feels better on the other side of it. So.
Well, that's a good way to say it. Yeah. Third C.
Confidence bank.
So we believe in having a folder, which Krista Smith called a hooray folder in her episode. But to have a space, whether it's a file on your computer, let's say, or it could be a physical file, whatever, to put all the thank you cards you've received, to put all of the testimonials, the accolades, the things that people send you, quotes that make you feel good, photos that make you feel good, put it all in one place.
Yeah, it's basically documenting your wins so that you can go back to those and read them and boost yourself up when you need that extra oomph to get going.
Yeah, and lots of times, we go in and out of imposter syndrome. We go in and out of feeling confident. We go in and out of that self-doubt. And to have this space, especially if you're about to do something big that's out of your comfort zone, to open up that folder and read through it all or look at it all, you're like, yes, that's who I am. I got this, you know? So we believe in having a confidence folder.
Yeah. Just making sure you're documenting those good things so that on the days where you're feeling maybe, you know, like an imposter, you can read those things and realize that, hey, everyone else thinks you can do it. So probably you should start thinking that way too.
After confidence bank, we have
courage. I just always want to play the Tragically Hip song when I say that.
Oh, can you sing it for us? Because we all know you can. We all know you can sing.
No, I won't. Courage. Yeah. Finding your voice, finding your unique perspective, and then using courage to share what you have to offer from your own lived experiences. No one else has exactly the perspective that you have. So just finding that courage to share those things and leaning into your differences and just really making sure that people hear you, because you have unique gifts to share. And if we don't allow ourselves to, you know, use our voice, then it's just people could be missing out on so many things from us. And that's really hard on your self-esteem when you're not sharing the things that you know you have to offer.
And then the final C is the cost of not speaking up. And that could be, you know, it could be a cost to your professional development. It could be a cost in your personal life. You know, if you're in a room and somebody says something that goes against your values or your moral code, and you're sitting there not speaking up, that's a personal cost to you. There's nothing worse than going home from an event or a meeting or a phone call or whatever it might be, and thinking, I should have said whatever, you know, and in your head, you're playing all this stuff. There's a cost to you as a person, to your soul, to your confidence, to whatever, of not speaking up.
Yeah, it's the opportunity cost. Like, you're just missing out on opportunities by not saying what you have to say. You know, how many times have you been in a meeting where you thought of something and someone else said it first? And you're like, oh, damn it. Like, you know, I thought that too. And I had a different perspective on it, but then it's too late to say it, you know? So yeah. It's just.
And I mean, professionally, the cost of not speaking up is frustration with your job, feeling stagnant in your job, not enjoying going to work.
Or missing out on promotions or, you know, different
bonuses,
things.
Bonuses, money.
So
yeah,
there is a real cost to staying silent, and understanding what that is and understanding what the consequences of that is can really sometimes help you move past any doubt that you have.
Yeah. So we've kind of pulled those five C's not out of the air. We pulled those five C's out of all of the
all of you, everyone who has chatted with us on this podcast and the research that we've done and our own experiences. And, you know, it's just interesting to see the common themes, even though we have guests from all different professional areas and personal areas and different professions and different strengths and different challenges. And just to see that, like, there are constant themes that everyone struggles with, and how can we really address those so that we have some techniques in place to move past it.
So we presented this the other day, and I have to say, we were both a little nervous about presenting it, and it resonated with the people in the room. I mean, this was one slide, the five C's, just very quick, and then there's another 30 slides that go with it.
Yeah,
but this resonated with so many people that we had a question and answer period after for, I don't know, an hour?
At least that, 45 minutes to an hour.
At least, listen, we're not good with math. I said, for an hour? And you went, yeah, at least that, 45 minutes?
Sorry, I was thinking in my head a half hour. So, sorry, at least a half hour, but probably more closer to 45. So, I don't know. It was a lot of peopling for me.
It was so
funny. By that time, I was sort of just in a state of shock.
When it was all over, I turned to Alex, and I'm like, okay, so let's go around. I'm going to go around table to table to meet some people. Now Alex goes, I'm going to stay right here. I was just like, okay. And I just... Well, it was so
I know
funny.
People
it was,
where you're like, I love that so much. Did you? And I'm like, I'm not sure yet.
I'm not sure yet. But it resonated with people in the room so much. We had so many questions, so many conversations. And then afterwards, people coming up to meet us and hug us. I said, listen, I'm not just patting ourselves on the back here. I'm saying that this is a really, these are really good conversations to have.
These are global topics.
Yes.
I think that's the main thing here. These are global topics, and not just for women. There were some men in the room who also really resonated with the presentation as well. But for women, these are global concerns that almost everybody can relate to. And, you know, that's not great. I hate that so many people struggle with confidence, but it does make you think just about how much need there is for these conversations.
Yeah.
So that people can feel like it's not just them. So that we can open up this dialogue and start to think about solutions instead of just being like, oh yeah, we all just, you know, think we suck. But what can we do about that? How can we change that narrative? And more importantly, how can we change that narrative for young girls that are coming up?
Yeah.
You know, because we've all grown up in a generation where this is sort of, unfortunately, the norm. But I don't think it has to be that way. We are parenting differently than our parents. We have more knowledge. We have more tools. You know, therapy isn't, there's not as much stigma around it. Conversations and emotions, there's not as much stigma. So it's really important that we have these conversations and we continue to bring these conversations to the forefront and normalize them.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to foster that safe space for people to be able to have these conversations. And, you know, I love this about the podcast. You know, we come on this podcast and we meet these women and they open up to us. And sometimes I feel like they've really invited us into their vulnerable spaces.
Oh yeah. Some of the stories that we've talked about here are just like gut-wrenching, life-changing stories.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that people trust us enough to have those conversations is really endearing. And even after our conversation, a few people were in tears after our presentation and telling us about how it resonated with them or how it brought up feelings for them from the past. And it's just an honor to facilitate that. Is that the right word?
It is. It did feel like an honor, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just to be trusted by people who have never met you before to that degree. It's just, it feels like we're on to something.
Yes. I think we are on something.
You know,
something.
Like the amount of people right. like that come to us and say how much the podcast has resonated with them, the people who want to be on the podcast, you know, we've gotten to this point now where we're not really recruiting guests. They're coming to us.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself is just a true indicator of how many people want to tell their story and they want to get that recognition for how they're feeling and share how they've navigated through it. And honestly, I think that's the best thing about this, you know?
Yeah, we really started this as a passion project. You and I were looking for a project to work on together, but it really and truly feels like we're making a difference, which feels so empowering to
and like such imposters about it too, because I'm like, who are we to fucking facilitate this conversation? Right.
But I think that the whole idea, we're not saying we're experts in this. We're just
we're
having the conversation.
In fact,
we're just
clearly say that we're not experts too much. We got told that we have to stop saying we don't know what we're doing anymore because we do.
Apparently, yes. So one of our friends was in the audience and we start by saying we're imposter sisters. And one of the wonderful things about being imposters is that we can turn around and say to people, oh, we don't know what we're doing. It's all good. But she said that we said it 7 times
I know.
That we didn't know what we were doing.
So we are here to say that we do know what we're doing,
I'm a fucking rock star.
Sort of, we do know.
We really-ish do. But yeah, I think we do in that we've learned so much from the women who are listening to us, who have been on this, who have sending us messages. And we're like, yeah, this is something else. Listen, we started this podcast about imposter syndrome at a time that the buzzword is pretty big. This is an important topic, and let's just keep it going. Let's just keep this topic going. So we're going to continue with the podcast.
Yes. Yes, we are, because we know what we're doing.
We know what we're doing. We're going to keep going with the podcast. We're also doing another live podcast on April 14th.
Yes.
Right. Sunday, April 14th. We're doing another live podcast and networking night, this time with Ashley Margeson.
You haven't heard Dr. Ashley speak. You're in for a treat because she is one of the most knowledgeable women when it comes to hormonal wellness and women's health. She's just, she's amazing. So really excited for that.
Awesome. So get your tickets. We'll put a link in our show notes. And we really are happy to come out and speak to people as well. If you've got a group that you want to hire the Imposter Sisters to come out and do a presentation, we are happy to come out.
And we're actually taking our Speak Up and Stand Out presentation. We're going to be packaging that into a self-led webinar / course that you'll be able to download. And, you know, we talk a lot more about each of those elements. We have a ton of techniques and tips that we go through and on how to work through some of those challenges or how to really find those communities and how to set boundaries and hold them, how to actually document your wins with real tangible examples and techniques for building up your courage and then bringing it all together. Like, so there's a lot of really actionable items in that course that we're excited to share just based on, like I said, our own experiences and what the women that we've interviewed have talked to us about. And it's just, you know, like we said, it really resonated with people to the point where we got amazing emails, like even the next day, encouraged somebody to like treat themselves to a Tiffany bracelet because she had worked so hard and resonated with so many of the things that we had said. So, you know, it is a life-changing. No, it's not life-changing.
It's not life-changing, but it's
life-affirming.
Life-affirming, yes. There you go.
Sure. So
do you think we'll have this course ready, Alex?
Well, I don't know that.
I don't either.
Maybe by the time this episode has gone live. But if
that's
not,
it's going to be in 2 weeks.
It's going to be in a month.
Hmm. Oh, it's going to be in a month. Yes, we'll have it ready. Our course will be in the show notes.
Yes.
Yes.
If we get our shit together, because we know what we're doing, you'll be able to access it via a link in our show notes. Yeah.
Yes. We're going to say it right. We're saying it right now.
We're saying that you will be able to
look in the show notes. If it's not there, it'll be there in a couple of days, but it should be there.
If it's not there, this whole section will be cut out.
We'll just delete it. That's right. We'll just delete this.
But we're pretty excited about it. And yeah, we're looking forward to sharing sort of the insight that we've learned.
This podcast, Alex, which started as a little passion project for us, really feels good.
Yeah, I think it has real legs, you know. And I don't really even know what I mean by that, but I just think that there's a lot of discussion to be had.
I would like merch.
Yeah, I think merch is something we should also focus
on. We need to get merch. So if you want merch, send us a message. Tell us what you'd like.
Yes, imposter merch.
Imposter merch,
I don't know.
What do you think? Big parkas?
I think some interesting parkas? Sayings would be cool.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know, I don't know what exactly, but like something about overcoming stuff. Like cool kind of dry sayings would be.
Because we are dry. So when we presented, they asked if we were comedians. They asked if we were comedians.
I mean, you were very funny. I was like, I had my one-liners. What did I say? I'm just here for the tech and the one-liners.
Yeah,
I stand by that.
Your one-liners are good, though.
Tech support and one-liners.
Yeah, it's good. But we did get asked if we were comedians, which was an enjoyable comment. But I guess what I liked is that we resonated with people. There was laughter. There was tears.
Yeah.
There was a lot of nodding.
It's fun, too. It's not just, you know, there's some fun to it.
It's not dry.
No. I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was.
I didn't either. No. Anyway, I guess that's all.
The only dry thing is the humor.
Boom.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's the end of the night.
It is. We might have to delete a whole whack of stuff that we just said and finish it on the high note of Dr. Ashley Margeson is coming in on April 14th. And we've got a course. Take a look at our show notes.
Lots of things happening in the imposter sisters world, I guess, is what we're saying.
There is.
We're just beginning. We're just getting started here. Except for tonight. I'm really tired. So.
Well, it's Sunday. Sunday's going to do us in.
I know.
Yeah, but it's the night we have. Alex, thank you once again for doing this entire thing with me. And you guys should go and take a look. If you haven't looked at our Imposter Sisters Instagram page, I posted a photo from our presentation night. And I tell you, the way you're looking at me, you're like, just
so cute.
It's so cute. You're just, you.
That's how I feel. I feel that just way every day.
I need to find a man to look at me the way Alex looked at me in that presentation.
Well, maybe you need a male podcast host.
No.
Co-host.
No, we're good. I'm happy with what we have.
It's me too.
Awesome. So thank you for doing this journey with me. I'm having a lot of fun.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening and supporting us, because obviously we wouldn't be here without you. And, you know, keep it coming. Give us your feedback. And if you want to be a guest, get in touch, because we'd love to hear from you.
All right. See ya.
See ya next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Imposter Sisters. Please remember, we're not doctors or mental health experts. If you're looking for mental health guidance, please see our show notes for local resources. We'd like to thank our location sponsor, the Mellow Mug, located at 64 Delridge Lane, for donating this amazing space for us to have these important chats and for supplying us with drinks and goodies. Please give them a follow and make sure to stop in to see this beautiful spot for yourself. Until next time, keep your head high, and we will see you next Tuesday.